from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes, Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk about yet another loss for the San Francisco Giants, falling 4-1 to the Nationals, swept at home in this three-game series. The Giants falling three games under 500, just could not get anything going offensively again. And the starting pitching struggled again. This time it was Sean Anderson. So the same story pretty much in all three games for the Giants. Falling behind early and not being able to come back offensively. Steven Duggar injured his shoulder in this game, is getting an MRI. Very likely they're going to need to call up another outfielder. But first, their record with the loss, the Giants fell to 56-59. They're now 20 games back in the National League West and 3.5 games out of a wild card spot. Honestly, that's not too bad considering how poorly they've been playing this month. And really, this all started in mid to late July, where they just weren't playing nearly as well as they were initially. So 3.5 back could be a lot worse. They've lost four games in a row. They're 25-31 at home. And the run differential has fallen all the way back to minus 64. Giants got it all the way up to the low 40s or high 30s in the negative department. That run differential has an expected win-loss record of 51-64. They're 27-37 against teams that are over 500. So they had a very favorable schedule there when they went on that hot streak. A lot of home games and a lot of games against teams that weren't the best teams in the National League, but the schedule has gotten a lot tougher here, and it continues to be tough with the Phillies coming into town, and then the Giants play the Oakland A's. So looking at yesterday's lineup, there was a righty in Joe Ross on the mound. Steven Vogt was in the lineup for a second consecutive day, but went 0-4 for a second consecutive day. We had just talked about how they should try to do things to get him into the lineup more consistently, and he was in left field on Tuesday and then started at catcher on Wednesday. But unfortunately for him and the Giants, they weren't able to get anything going even with him in the lineup. Donovan Solano went 0-4 with four strikeouts. Pretty much everything they tried in this series offensively just wasn't working. Sean Anderson went just three innings, allowed four earned runs, four hits, three walks, one homer, and two strikeouts. Bochy was aggressive, taking him out early for a pinch hitter when they were behind, which I think was the right thing to do. But it didn't end up mattering. The Giants just couldn't touch Joe Ross, who entered the game with an ERA up in the eights. So the Giants are really struggling offensively. It's disappointing to see, especially with all that talk from the clubhouse about how prideful they are and how they would be furious if the Giants had traded Bumgarner or Will Smith because they had done so much to get back in the race. And that's true, but at the end of the day, here they are in early August just completely falling apart right after the trade deadline. So that's not on Farhan Zaidi for not trading Bumgarner. Apparently there are people now who are wanting to criticize him for not making those trades. And that's just a perfect illustration of how you can't please everyone. Because if he made the trades, people are going to bury him. And if he doesn't make the trades, people are going to bury him. So we don't get into that on this show. I think that he did a tremendous job at the trade deadline. If there were seriously compelling offers for Bumgarner or Smith, they probably would have done it. But you don't gain too much by just trading them for the best possible offer if that best possible offer isn't very much, which we've seen in recent seasons. Rental players just have not commanded much at the trade deadline, even star-level players, and I would say Bumgarner is not on that same level. So the fact that they held on to Bumgarner and Smith, I mean, they still have a chance this season. It's not like we can take away seven games here and then say that, okay, they're definitively out of it now when they were definitively not out of it 7 days ago. They've just played poorly, but they need to turn it around, obviously. That being said, I like the acquisition of Scooter Gennett. I think with more at-bats, he's going to prove to be an upgrade over Joe Panic. And, you know, a little bit concerned about the bullpen, especially because the Giants haven't been winning here. We haven't seen the better relievers pitch much. We haven't seen Will Smith, Tony Watson, even Trevor Gott pitch much. We're seeing a lot of Coonrod, Andy Suarez, Williams, Jerez. One of the pieces the Giants did acquire at the trade deadline is Jalen Davis, a 25-year-old right-handed hitting outfielder who is just tearing the cover off the ball in Sacramento ever since joining the Rivercats. He's hitting .588 with a .667 on base and an .1118 slugging. So obviously cartoonish numbers. Homering on 100% of his fly balls. So, you know, batting average on balls in play of .727. So, of course, this goes back to something we talked about a couple weeks ago. When the numbers are unsustainable, you expect to find unsustainable indicators like batting average on balls in play, home run to fly ball ratio. We don't expect Jalen Davis to be 218% above average, which is what he's been in AAA. But he is definitely a candidate to be called up ahead of tonight's game to replace Steven Duggar, who probably is going to have to go on the injured list. Hopefully not, but it looked like he re-aggravated that shoulder, which he injured seriously last season. Just a tough break for him. He made an incredible diving catch that saved a couple of runs, but seemed to re-injure the shoulder, threw his glove down in the dugout tunnel with the other arm, of course, but clearly frustrated and looked to have seriously re-injured that shoulder. The problem with Jalen Davis is that he is right-handed, and I do think the Giants need a left-handed hitting outfielder a little more than they need a right-handed hitting one right now, unless they're willing to go with Vogt and Belt in one of the corner outfield spots. Because I think against a righty, when it's Yastrzemski, Pillar, and Slater, that's just not a very competitive outfield. So if it is Jalen Davis that they elect to call up, to me the guy who might lose playing time would be Slater, who's actually played well, but I do have my concerns about the long-term sustainability of the performance of Austin Slater. So coming up in the second half of the show, we'll just continue to kind of look at who the Giants might bring up to try to infuse some offense into this lineup and get them back on the right track. They've very much fallen on hard times here over the last couple of weeks. We'll also preview the remainder of this homestand and tonight's game against the Phillies and talk about what they can do in the starting rotation to solve their woes there as well. So that's all coming up next, but first, when you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery, and convenience stores and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it. Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll continue to talk about the Giants' roster situation, who they might call up to replace Steven Duggar, if in fact he does have a serious shoulder injury, as it appeared that he re-injured that shoulder yesterday. I do wonder if Joe McCarthy is up for consideration along with Jalen Davis, potentially Chris Shaw under consideration as well. But Joe McCarthy is a left-handed hitting outfielder, also capable of playing first base and shuffling in that mix as well. Not having a great start with Sacramento, but he's only played 3 games. He was struggling with the Rays in AAA as well prior to the trade with the Giants. That being said, they indicated that they really like what Joe McCarthy brings to the table. Kind of does a little bit of everything, has yet to show power in the minors, but they said that they like the power potential in his bat. I think that's more of a long shot, but I do think the fact that he's left-handed and capable of playing the outfield does seem to, you know, Duggar is obviously left-handed, so I think the perfect replacement there is left-handed as well. So it'll be very interesting to see what they elect to do in this situation. But this roster clearly is in need of a shakeup, so I do wonder if perhaps there's more than one move coming. They've shown a willingness to be bold here, designating Joe Panik for assignment just the other day, and I wonder what other moves the Giants could potentially make before the season is over, trying to bring in some new players, because this is a roster that's currently looking defeated. The starting pitching has also been really bad. It kind of gets lost in all this because the hitting has been so poor. But going on almost a month now, since July 18th, the Giants' starting pitching has been among the worst in baseball, with a ERA around 5 and peripherals that are even higher in the mid-5s. Allowing almost 2 home runs per 9 innings, with among the lowest strikeout rate in MLB. Connor Menez struggled in his second major league start the other day. He's apparently going to start again this weekend. But Sean Anderson struggled again. Tyler Beattie has been struggling a lot. Sean Anderson apparently has a blister issue and might miss his next start, so I don't know who they're going to go to replace him the next time through the rotation. But this is a team in need of some answers. It does help that Johnny Cueto is on the way back. We didn't report, but meant to, that he did pitch in a rehab game the other day, so he is on his way back and could be back by the end of the month or early September. So that could be a huge boost to the starting rotation that's very much in need of some help right now. So we'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking about any and all roster moves that get made today, as well as discussing this game tonight against the Phillies. It'll be Madison Bumgarner on the mound against Aaron Nola, a very, very talented pitcher on the Phillies, right-handed pitcher. Just another reason why a left-handed call-up to play outfield might make sense for the Giants ahead of tonight's game. The Phillies are currently tied with the Brewers for that second wildcard spot, so this is the team the Giants are directly chasing, essentially. So a huge series for them. If they lose a bunch of games here, then the Phillies are just going to push them further and further back. They're going to lose full games here by losing. And that being said, it's harder to gain games because there are so many teams bunched up with the Phillies that if the Phillies lose, somebody else takes that spot, and then you need them to lose also if you're winning to gain any ground. So not necessarily too much to gain, but a lot to lose in this series. So the Giants really need to take at least 2 out of 3 probably to have any kind of legitimate chance of still keeping their postseason hopes alive. The Phillies are struggling a little bit. They've lost 2 in a row, and they're just 5-5 in their last 10. And they're just 25-29 on the road. Remember, to get this show every single weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes, Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter, @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.